Mr. Martinez. Martinez, first name Euscevio. This is a 41-year-old gentleman, comes in today with back pain, nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain, history of gallstones, vertigo, positive COVID, cough, congestion, and low-grade temperature. Hospitalized 2 years ago, next number for COVID. It was required mechanical ventilation, required required mechanical ventilation as well as went into renal failure, required dialysis for a short time period. He comes in today with above mentioned symptoms for the past 24 hours. Oh no, 3 days actually, for the past 3 days. He's had mild nausea. He has a history of gallstones that was noted when he had COVID, but has not been, did not require any surgery at the time. His blood sugar was very elevated at the time of his COVID 2 years ago. It's much better controlled. He has a continuous glucose monitoring, and he's brought his hemoglobin A1C from 11 to 7 at this time. Period. New paragraph right now, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. His symptoms of COVID are already subsiding. He's just concerned about his kidney function. We looked at his kidney today. His kidney looks good, and I'm also getting an ultrasound of his, I'm also getting some blood work to look at his kidney as well. Period. Period. Medication, what's that say? Is that Lantus? Lantus, Novolog, Novolog insulin, metformin, and Adderall? Adderall. Here's a primary care physician that sees about his medication. COVID immunization, none, but had COVID 2 years ago. Medical problems, diabetes, ADHD, surgery, no recent surgery. He's told he needs gallstone surgery, gallbladder surgery because of gallstone, but he hasn't had it done yet. He's not he's working. He's not... He's working, he's married, he has children. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't use drugs, of course. Family history, diabetes, no colon cancer, no esophageal cancer. Let's see. Allergy, no drug allergy, COVID immunization, none. His blood sugar is 250 right now, but he just ate about an hour ago. That's per continuous glucose monitoring. His urinalysis shows no protein, mild protein urea, glucosuria, no blood, nitrates are negative, leukocytes are negative, flu A, flu B are negative, strep is negative. Did you do a COVID on him? No.
Yes, sir.
Positive? Positive. And the COVID test was positive both here in the office and at home. His blood work is pending, including CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, PSA, vitamin D, and hemoglobin A1C. He weighs 175 pounds, 100%, 99.1, 16, 80, 134 over 91. Under social, put down, he is a welder by trade. He's in no distress, he's alert, he's awake, he doesn't appear septic, heart positive, home positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft TMs, clear, slightly red skin, shows no rash, rarely close with an lesion, logical, non-focal. Number one, diabetes has been out of control, much better control. Number two, COVID-19, given his kidney issues, will avoid Paxlovid. Once again, given his kidney issues, will avoid anti-inflammatory. Flexeril for low back pain. Next one is Tramadol for pain. Next one is Tylenol only. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram before he leaves. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number, check blood work, including kidney function. Next number, prescription for Flexeril and Tramadol given. Next number, he's over most of his COVID now. His worst case, his worst symptoms were back in on Saturday. Next number, gallstones. Next number, not a candidate for gallbladder surgery. Next number, eye exam is up to date. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is check blood work. Next number is call patient with the results. Next number is 15 tablets of Tramadol. Next number is 10 tablets of Flexeril given. Next number is findings discussed with both patient and wife before leaving. Thank you.